Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I'm your host. In case you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel all about minimalism and our minimalistic lifestyle, as well as books that I've written on minimalism. You can find the links to those in the details of this podcast episode. Thanks for being here and I hope you settle in and enjoy. This is episode number 72, Choosing Minimalism Every Day. Hey there, minimalists. It is gloomy out. Has been raining like crazy, and I am really so happy that we are in the weather where it's been very sunny a lot of days and getting the nasty storms out here and there. It's getting much better. All this coming week is supposed to be beautiful. Very excited. I hope that whatever the weather is around where you are, that you are having a good day or that good days are coming your way. For my personal update, we have some new Patreon news. And by the way, if you didn't know, I have a Patreon page where you can become a patron to the show for as little as $3 a month. You can get 2 bonus exclusive episodes each month. There is a backlist of episodes over on the Patreon, which is ready and waiting for you to binge. And then you can feel awesome about supporting me and my family, my creative work, and our little dreams. Thank you to Sally Jane, who upped her pledge. And also thank you so much to Natasha for becoming a patron. You both are wonderful. I definitely appreciate the support. And to all my patrons, you absolutely keep everything running and going smoothly. So thank you very much. I just finished creating and posting 7 potato diet videos. I did days 1 through 7. I recorded everything I ate and I am done with the filming, editing, and posting, and it feels so good. Oh my goodness, that was a big project to do these 7 videos. It always takes me a long time to create the what I eat in a day vlog style videos. There are just so many little clips and different things besides the editing part, you know, filming all of that and being mindful to do it is interesting and also very time consuming. I'm really happy with the way that these 7 videos turned out. It is something that I am really happy to see my skills developing in. Video creating is so much more intricate and complicated than I realized, and it's fun for me to be able to kind of explore that and work on it and learn from it. And I'm having a great time. Even though it is so time consuming, it's kind of crazy. But I'm really enjoying it. And it is something that I feel has been helpful to a lot of people. Several people have messaged me and told me that they were really enjoying the videos. The videos were giving them great ideas of, you know, what they could eat to do things a little bit more healthfully at mealtimes. And so that is all so wonderful to me. I'm really happy about it. Makes it worth every minute. If you're wondering what the potato diet is, I basically ate potatoes as my starch and kind of my meal base for lunch and dinner. For breakfast, I had my smoothie, and for my vegetables, ate a big salad every day, as well as made sure that I got lots of other vegetables in. And that is pretty much it. As far as potato diet rules go, the ones that I kind of follow, you can have pretty much any non-fat condiment that you would like. So ketchup is okay, salsas are okay, things like that. Avoiding fat is really, really important. I did put some salad dressing that is homemade that has sesame seeds in it. So that does have a little bit of fat in it for sure, but it is a very small amount. And I feel like I was very successful as far as my goals were. I'm very happy getting a palate cleanse from doing the potato diet. And that is kind of the biggest reason why I do it. I'm really happy with the weight loss results, of course, especially since I have a good amount left to go, but I'm rounding the bend here as far as that goal goes. So yes, I'm happy with the weight loss results, but ultimately, I come out of this feeling so much more grateful for the whole healthy foods that I have to eat. And it is a great reminder to me to be pleased and happy with those whole foods that I get to eat. And I'm so grateful. I don't like it when I get into a place where I'm having cravings that are way outside of the bounds of what I would actually like to eat. And I want to always be mindful that I'm very grateful for the things that I get to eat. That is kind of where I love that palate cleansing aspect of doing the potato diet. I talked all about the rules that I follow in Potato Diet Day 1, which is the first video of the series, of course, and I have that linked down in the details of this podcast episode. You can also check out my YouTube channel, How to Be a Minimalist, if you can't find that link. If you want to be super supportive, it would be awesome if you would subscribe to the channel while you're there, and don't forget to hit the like button when you feel so inclined. This was a huge project for me as far as minimalism goes, or from the minimalistic standpoint, definitely a huge project, but it stretched me and forced me to grow a little bit in some of my video creating skills. And a lot of them, they're all growing because I'm really relatively new to this. But it made me happy to have something that I was so focused on, even though it was a little bit intense. I now feel more driven. I feel more capable, and I also am getting my tasks done more quickly and just like kind of in that get it done mode. And so it's been a good thing for me to have this kind of deadline and this fast pace, because now I feel like I can relax into a very natural state where I would like things to be, where I am very productive, but not where I'm feeling like, ooh, this is a little intense. So I would love to return to kind of that balance I had in January and February. The beginning of March was a little bit tough, as I've talked about in various podcast episodes, but I feel really good about what I'm doing right now. So that's something that makes me really happy. And that is where, when I choose my projects, I'm always thinking about, how is this going to affect me and my personal character, my growth and development? This was absolutely a project that was worthy of my time, and I'm happy with the results for myself personally, but I'm also happy that I have been helpful to those that have sent me messages and left comments saying that it was really helpful for them to get some new ideas and fresh, healthy food ideas and things like that. The podcast, the YouTube channel, my books, anytime I know that that is helping others, that is definitely the heart of why I do this, and it's totally worth the time. For me, something interesting today, I have a YouTube channel that I recently discovered and have been watching videos from. It is Marissa Zen Family Minimalism. I love seeing how others practice minimalism, and as I have children and can really relate to that, it is so interesting to see how others with children are also practicing minimalism. I think that whether you have kids or not, though, you'd be able to definitely get something out of the channel and seeing her decluttering and how they practice minimalism and all of that sort of thing. She also talks about how she and her husband balance out minimalism in their relationship and how they do things differently. So if you have a significant other, that could definitely be useful to you as well. Their story of how they sacrificed and made changes so that they could live abroad, it is inspiring to me. Whenever I hear people that are able to really change their life situation based on doing things a little bit at a time and really just going for it, I love that. I love success stories. It makes me really happy whenever I can hear about people that have come from pretty much nothing or very little and have made their way through some really, really difficult things. Diving into the episode topic of choosing minimalism every day, I created a new life vision recording, which is, okay, if you don't know what a life vision is, it is basically a spoken vision board. It is one of my favorite things for reminding me of what's important and the different steps I'm taking or want to take in order to achieve various goals that I have. It sounds kind of funny. I have an episode on affirmations and life visions. I'll try to remember to link it in the details. But if you scroll around, I think it was in July of 2020 when I did this, if I'm remembering correctly. I remember when I first heard about life visions, I thought it was a very unique concept, kind of quirky. I wasn't sure if I was interested in doing it or not. And then when I read up about them, it made me realize that it was just a really great way of inspiring yourself to continue on. I love the affirmation aspect of it, and also the practical reminders just to take your creative work time from 1 to 3 every day. Like, there are so many things about it that are very practical. There are also things about it that are deeply personal and that go into the emotions and feelings and the joy of accomplishing goals. So it's very motivating to me, and I love writing them out. And then I listen to them while I am walking. This is what I think is so interesting. I can look at my vision board and I feel really good inside, and I think about it and I'll remember it. I'll enjoy that. It inspires me to an extent. But when I go on a walk and I listen to my life vision, which is me reading out what I had written, when I listen to myself saying those things in an energetic, happy, joyful tone, it is so inspiring. And if I am tired or not feeling great, you know, emotionally for the day, I will listen to that and then I will be pumped and ready to get to work, or ready to be a patient mother, or ready to make sure that I have everything all in order for the next day. It's amazing how much it can be a positive effect in my life. One of the things that I wrote out for this current life vision that I'll be using for the next couple of months, and I generally use them for just a couple of months before I find that things change or I will accomplish goals, and then they're still a part of my life vision. I'm like, well, hey, I already did that. I don't need to have that recorded in here anymore. So when I was recording this current life vision that I'll be using for the next couple of months, I wrote down each day, each meal, each time I go on a walk, I'm choosing to give myself health. When I was walking and listening just a couple of days ago, I had this realization that that is what minimalism and practicing minimalism is all about. It's about choosing each day, choosing each item, each activity to be done in the spirit of minimalism, and in the spirit of minimalism that you choose, whatever that means to you, because not everybody will or does practice minimalism the same way. Taking a moment though to think before we act is, I think, one of the biggest parts of minimalism. It's really important to think about it before we purchase that next item, or before we choose what we're going to keep when we declutter our wardrobe, or when we're looking at our calendar, or when an opportunity comes along. Is it really in line with our minimalistic practices and the lifestyle that we want to have? I think that this was my very biggest mistake when I first practiced minimalism. I just didn't look around at anything but possessions. I know I've talked about this before, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot as I continue to practice minimalism, because I don't want to stop practicing minimalism. And I want to keep that memory somewhat fresh of feeling really shallow in what I thought was a minimalistic practice. Yes, I decluttered and got rid of a whole bunch of stuff, but that does not mean that it changed my life. I actually didn't change my life hardly at all. I didn't ask myself if I was choosing minimalism in activities and then go through our calendar and decide what we really should be or wanted to be participating in. I didn't ask myself, was I choosing minimalism at the grocery store when I was deciding what we were going to eat, what kind of quality foods we were putting into our bodies? And while we did eat healthy foods to an extent, a lot of things slowly crept in, and, you know, fruit snacks and just not having enough produce, or buying items that were specialty items that I would hardly use or wouldn't use at all. I was not choosing minimalism when I looked at when or even how I cleaned my house. There were a lot of times when, even after we had gotten rid of a lot of stuff, our house is very, very disorderly. I feel like a lot of the house was very nice, and anyone that walked in the door would think it was very clean and pleasant. I had lots of people comment on that. But when I opened up cupboard doors, or especially when I went into our kids' bedroom and things like that, it just frustrated me. And even though we had way fewer things, I was not organized. I was not having any really particular cleaning schedule that brought peace of mind. Just knowing, like, oh yeah, the bathroom is clean because I clean it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or whatever, every day. There are just so many things like that that were not implemented into my routine, and it made for lack of organization and lack of peace and lack of minimalism. I also was not choosing minimalism when it came to my wardrobe. So many things that, as with my wardrobe, I could have spent a lot more time being mindful and careful about. It would have made my life easier. It would have made my life more pleasant. I really do enjoy looking through my clothing and figuring out what I'm going to wear when it doesn't take that long, when I know I'm going to feel confident in what I'm wearing, and when I know that what I'm wearing actually is comfortable, useful to my lifestyle, and also is something that isn't stuffed into my closet and taking up way too much space. There are so many things like that, different categories of minimalism that you can practice that if you're not mindful about it, the clutter builds up quickly. All of these different things create a lifestyle. I feel so strongly that these kinds of choices are the choices that we make that end up, whether we like it or not, creating a lifestyle change. It's really not the one weekend or one month or one day decluttering job that you do where you just get rid of tons of stuff and then you have very little left. If you are at the beginning of your minimalist journey and you've done that, that is awesome. It is a major step. A lot of people take that step though, and this is where you have to be careful if you want to keep on practicing minimalism. You need to find other areas that you practice minimalism in, and you also need to find ways to maintain the decluttering that you did. There has to be a purpose behind that. I don't think it can become a lifestyle change until we start taking those little opportunities to practice minimalism. Because in the end, if you think about it, most anything is changed or a skill is developed or a habit is created one little choice at a time. It's not like overnight you just start doing something and then it's like that forever. Most things, you know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, and a lot of effort to do it. And it's not necessarily the effort in the bad sense or the hard sense where it's like, oh, this is terrible. It's just more in the mindfulness sense. It takes the effort of thinking about whether you want to practice minimalism in this one area or not. The more I practice minimalism, the more areas I find that I want to implement minimalism into. And that is the exciting thing to me. And that is the thing that never kind of changes. It's always some little aspect that I am working on. And that to me is what brings minimalism to such a central part of my life. Because it makes pretty much everything better. I can't think of a thing that I have not been happy with as I've applied minimalism to it, which is kind of funny because, I mean, I have applied it to my spirituality and to religion. I have applied it to my children and how I'm raising them. I have applied it to the way that we homeschool. I have applied it to my wardrobe or to the kitchen. I have applied it in so many areas and I'm always discovering new ways that I can do this. But I can't think of a time when I was like, oh, I'm really sorry that I'm practicing minimalism here. It doesn't happen. It just has made my life more meaningful and more enriched the more that I find different ways to practice it. Again, though, I'm never successful until I find those small ways in which to practice in those various areas. If you know that you have various areas that you struggle with when it comes to choosing minimalism, I think probably the best thing to do is just to pick one area and then make sure that you're mindful and choosing minimalism in that one area. Sometimes minimalism can be daunting. It can be overwhelming to practice. We can feel like we have to add in that perfectionistic aspect to it, which we don't. Nobody's practicing minimalism perfectly, I guarantee you. But if you want to continue practicing it, then you have to keep on practicing. So finding one area where you can just say, I am going to choose minimalism when it comes to this one thing. It can be the smallest of things, but when you come to that point in your day where you have to make the choice, thinking about it is so essential, and then it's easier to make the choice to practice minimalism. When I do that, when I find that I am having a hard time in one area and I start, you know, making that effort to be aware, I am usually able to see where I can make a better choice, and I start making that choice slowly. Sometimes I don't make the choice, but more and more I make the choice to practice minimalism in that area. And then eventually I'm not even thinking about it. And at that point, I can go and choose a different area to practice minimalism in. It's a really effective way to start implementing minimalism in a way that is very doable and in a way that is not intimidating. Choosing minimalism in various aspects of my life has been such a game changer, and I am very happy with where my life is and where it's headed. I've never felt more empowered to make efforts in things that, you know, would apparently not have anything to do with minimalism. I feel so good about the things that I'm trying. I'm failing a lot too. It's not all success. But it just feels good to try and to know that I am able to do that and to make those efforts. My minimalist challenge for you today would be to choose minimalism the rest of today, or if you're like about to fall asleep right now, choose minimalism tomorrow. Pick one area, one small thing, whatever you feel comfortable with, but pick one area where you're just going to choose minimalism. I've had several opportunities in the last couple of weeks to decide what to do with my calendar, and I have chosen minimalism the best that I could. And when I was tempted to say yes to something that I knew I should say no to, I had to think about what I was giving up, and I was very mindful about it. And I was really glad that my life vision had this little bit in it. And even though I was talking about health when it came to my life vision, each day, each meal, each time I go on a walk, I'm choosing to give myself good health. Like, even though I was talking about health in there, I was so glad that I could relate that to minimalism, because my time is so precious and I want to make sure that what I'm spending my time on is very valuable in one way or another to my family and to me. Having this in my mind and making those choices this last week or two has been a really good thing for me. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff, and I will see you next time.